There are new documents that have just been released, thanks to Judge Cannon, and it walks you through the Biden regime's role in that. Remember that search warrant that they had executed on President Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago? As many of you guys know. Well, we're starting to see kind of like the behind the scenes look at all of this, and it's thanks to that release. Now we're going to go through why Jack Smith, of course, a special prosecutor, didn't want you to see this. But let's just highlight some of the most important parts. So here, what you're looking at right now on your screen is just more proof that the Biden administration worked with the National Archives to kind of go after all these documents. Ultimately, it's the DOJ who's admitting to, talking through everything with the administration and kind of walking them through it. And it's not even just that, folks. It's also the DOJ in this next one giving the National Archives kind of tips on how to cover their tracks. It's all extremely disturbing, but I also want to remind our audience on the left, it was actually originally what Special Prosecutor Jack Smith wanted you to see, but ultimately, you can't see a lot there because a lot of it's redacted. Ultimately, Judge Cannon said, no, we're going to release the ones on the right. And thankfully, she did so. And it really just exposes the behind the scenes look at all of this. Now, Julie Kelly has been doing a great job at uncovering all of this. And that's the real point I want to drive home here. In this tweet, she walks you through ultimately the methods and the reason why Jack Smith ultimately wanted to conceal all of these documents. He's pleading with the judge at the time, this was written in February of 2024, to kind of validate why you at home shouldn't understand as to what the DOJ's role into all of this was specifically. And we'll let you guys read it for yourselves. We'll include the link in the description below, but I'll give you a brief overview. He says, Jack Smith specifically, defendants are not entitled to discovery of internal government correspondence, documents, and other privileged materials, which is strange too, folks. We're talking about the President of the United States, who had the highest clearance level and should be the one to look at these things, especially because it's evidence being used against him, but they didn't want you to see it. And then it goes on, which she highlights towards the bottom of all of this. Defendants' request for unredacted discovery of materials should be denied. Again, folks, it is your right, especially when the DOJ is filing charges against you, to see that critical discovery material. And the fact that Jack Smith's office didn't want you to see it really drives this thing home. I want to bring in the woman who really went through all this and sifted through it because, well, this is a difficult read. And so there's very few people who understand it quite like her. Let's bring in Julie Kelly. She is the writer of juliekelly.substack.com. Julie, you've been very busy going through all these documents, and it's kind of hard to understand just for the average American popping in and out of the story because it's very specific. There are specific characters that are in these documents that you have to know and you have to follow it through since day one. So I want you to walk us through this specifically. So the Biden regime ultimately was communicating with the National Archives and was kind of walking them through all of this. What was the most egregious thing that you found so far in these documents that are now unsealed?
Well, I think proof of collusion early on between the National Archives, the Department of Justice, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, and his White House counsel. Now, Brianna, as your viewers know, what we were told, the American people, what we were told by Special Counsel Jack Smith, is that Donald Trump refused to turn over records to the National Archives that belonged to the government. So after months of negotiation, Donald Trump finally produced 15 boxes, gave it to NARA January of 2022. And oh my gosh, they opened up the boxes and there were all these classified records that jeopardized national security. And so they went right to the DOJ and FBI, opened an investigation, and that's how it happened. Well, that's not what happened. And this is exactly why Jack Smith and the DOJ wanted this evidence concealed. They did not want Judge Cannon to do what she ultimately decided, which is to agree with the defense to open up the sunlight, spread some sunlight on this very dark case that has been under wraps for many reasons, and let the American people know exactly or pretty much what happened here and what the evidence revealed. And this was a motion to compel that was filed in January, heavily redacted under the protective order, and then refiled yesterday with many of the redactions in the motion and the exhibits removed. So what it demonstrated, Brianna, is what we've seen happen for almost a decade when it comes to Donald Trump: high-powered agencies working with a Democrat White House to concoct criminal allegations against Donald Trump and people around him, and to put him on the stand, to drain him of his time and his legal resources and his finances, keep him now off the campaign trail, as we see in New York, and really concoct a case out of thin air. And that is what a lot of these documents, emails, records, and of course this motion, unredacted records, showed yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly what they're looking to do here. You know, I had the unfortunate privilege of dipping in on some MSNBC coverage of that Manhattan trial that he's going through right now. And everyone was kind of laughing off the fact that he can't be on the campaign trail 5 to 7 days a week, like any campaign would ideally want, that he has to sit here and focus on this trial now because a judge won't even let him go to his son's graduation. And so they thought that was funny, but these types of things don't happen in the United States of America. We don't do trials. We don't do political trials. And this is exactly why we don't do it. This is just some banana republic stuff that we see. And I wanted to drive home another point. You know, you highlighted another article that I thought, or another part of the document that I thought was pretty interesting. You write this on Twitter: despite the extensive cooperation, by the way, between the DOJ and the National Archives, they still subpoenaed the National Archives for other documents. Now, these 19 documents that they're looking to go after are all related to Crossfire Hurricane and the John Durham investigation, which is interesting in itself. What do you make of that? Because to me, it sounds like they might have wanted those documents back because they don't want what's in those documents to potentially get out there.
Right. And so this has been part of the suspicion by many that this entire endeavor, and certainly the raid at Mar-a-Lago on August of 2022, was an attempt by the FBI to recover materials that Donald Trump took, that he declassified, that outlines other really bombshells about the entire Russiagate scandal and John Durham's investigation, the so-called binder that we keep hearing about. So if you fast forward to May of 2023, well, the FBI has already taken all sorts of documents. Trump team handed them over. And then, of course, they seized, 13,000 pieces of evidence out of Mar-a-Lago in August. Did they not find the Crossfire Hurricane records that they were looking for? So then they were going to subpoena NARA, the archives, to give them all of the boxes and all the files to search through those, not just the classified records that allegedly had, the papers that allegedly had classified markings, but also were there Crossfire Hurricane records in those boxes. So what my understanding is that when the National Archives turns over records to a government agency, they have to automatically notify the holder of those records, which would be Donald Trump. But of course, the subpoena would give them some legal and judicial cover from that notification being triggered. So that's my understanding of why they then subpoenaed an agency, which had been cooperating with them for 2 years at that point.
Yeah.
So it is a sort of just another interesting wrinkle as to, could this be the driving force, aside from all of the other benefits to DOJ and the White House, which is prosecuting Donald Trump and two of his co-defendants, and possibly putting him on trial a few months before the election. Was that the driving agenda? They're trying to recover Crossfire Hurricane documents that Trump, quite frankly, for years said that he was going to release, but perhaps he was holding on to them to release them at a more opportune moment.
Yeah, I would love to hear what's in those documents because, I mean, they were looking for them. And you know, when they're looking for something like that, there's a reason why they're looking to probably to protect themselves or they're at fear of what's in it. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, I also saw another one of your tweets that I thought was interesting because you also brought your audience's attention to the Department of Energy. And then in this tweet, you say that the Department of Energy discovered after Smith handed down his indictment that Trump still had an active security clearance. And so they retroactively terminated it. What do you make of that? Because I think he's the president of the United States, the former president of the United States. That's pretty telling that they did that.
Well, it was interesting, Brianna, because I was in the courthouse a few weeks ago, and Judge Cannon was really grilling Jack Smith's team, his lead prosecutor, Jay Brett, about how security clearances work. And she asked, is there a formal process where after a president is sworn in or he's elected, that you confer security clearance or privileges to that individual? And Jay Bratt said no. And then she asked furthermore, well, when a president leaves office, is he automatically stripped of a security clearance? And Jay Bratt said, well, yes, he is. But if there's no formal process to confer security clearance, that you automatically receive it because you are the president and you're getting intelligence briefings, et cetera, then the minute you left, then all of a sudden, who decides then that you don't have security clearance anymore? Jay Bratt and the Department of Justice, the intelligence community? How does this work? Well, so what happened here is after Jack Smith handed down his first indictment, someone did a little sleuthing at the Department of Energy, realized that Donald Trump still had this outstanding, what they call a Q security clearance. And I think it's related to at least one of the documents of the 32 that are charged under the Espionage Act. And then the Department of Energy retroactively terminated his security clearance. Not really sure if that's accurate or how it works, but even if they did, how could they retroactively terminate it beginning one in January of 2021? And they did it in June of 2023. So that is just one more scandal representative of the behind the scenes corruption and machinations trying to get this classified documents indictment to work. And so that is one thing that also Jack Smith said, well, no, that's not important. You're not entitled to that discovery. The Department of Energy is not part of the prosecution team. You know, they're not involved in this case, so you're not entitled to get that information. So, but we did get at least some insight into what happened there with that memo.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. And I'm glad we do have that insight now to kind of understand what was going on behind the scenes there. Before we let you go, I wanted to kind of get your take on all of this because, well, as you said in your tweets, it's a very well-coordinated effort by the Biden administration to go after and to use these agencies to go after President Donald Trump. But it's not just that. We have the evidence that these prosecutors between Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade have all met and have been in the White House. And I think that's what's really important here, too. But it's not just that, too. You know, it came out in Politico earlier this year that Joe Biden himself was upset with Merrick Garland because, well, he thinks that he wasn't moving fast enough to go and investigate President Trump. And he thinks if he was, that potentially we would have had him on trial and he would have been wrapped up even sooner than what we're seeing now play out in Manhattan. So right. Between that we keep hearing about, plus the stuff that just came out yesterday with all these court filings that were made public, how do you think the Trump legal team kind of fights back on all of this? Because it's very, very clear that this is coming from the top of the White House, and this is not just some random prosecution that any average American would have to go through.
Well, look, we can all see what a petty, angry man that Joe Biden is. We could see the just outrage in his eyes the moment he has to bring up Donald Trump. You know, he's threatened to take him behind a building and beat him up. You know, he's made other sorts of threats to Donald Trump. So we're just supposed to believe that this raging person is in the Oval Office taking a hands-off approach to his DOJ and their two-pronged investigation into Donald Trump for classified documents in January 6th? No. And Politico not only reported that, but the New York Times had an extensive piece talking about Joe Biden's anger about the slow pace, allegedly slow pace of the investigation into January 6th and how, you know, that was, it wasn't slow walked, but he wanted it done a lot faster. So no one believes that Joe Biden is just sitting there doing his job at the Oval Office and has no clue what's going on with the DOJ. It's more likely that this has been and is a top priority of Joe Biden, because of course we already know he doesn't want to debate him. He certainly doesn't want to confront him on the campaign trail or talk about the issues or why Americans are so disillusioned with Joe Biden and his presidency, the economy, immigration, you name the issue. You know, his approval ratings on everything is in the toilet. So he wants to keep Donald Trump in courtrooms and dealing with court filings and go on trial in New York and maybe go on trial in Southern Florida, then maybe go on trial in Washington, because that's the only way that Joe Biden and his team and Democrats think that he can win. So this is no one in their right mind would believe that this is not and has not been a top priority of Joe Biden himself to make sure that these criminal prosecutions move forward.
Absolutely, it has been a top priority for him, and we could tell why at this point. He's not doing too well with the American people, and health-wise, it's deeply concerning what he has going on there. But nobody wants to admit that these days. Julie Kelly, you're doing great work, and I want to redirect our audience to your Substack page. That's the best way to support you. So head over to juliekelly.substack.com, and as well, your Twitter account is always so insightful. So definitely go give Julie a look on Twitter. I appreciate everything that you do, Julie Kelly. Thank you
You
much for
too.
joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do too, Brianna. Hope to be
Thank you.
back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.